Okay. All right. I'm going to go ahead and call the meeting to order. If you could stand and join us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Two. Okay. All right. Well, welcome, everybody. I'm going to read a few notes that tonight, any item on the agenda may be taken out of order. The board may combine two or more items for consideration. The board may remove an item from the agenda or delay discussion relating to an item at any time. No action may be taken on any matter not listed on the posted agenda. All planning and zoning matters heard at this meeting are forwarded to the Board of County Commissioners Zoning Commission or the Clark County Planning Commission for final action. Please turn off or mute all cell phones or any other electronic device. Please take all private conversations outside of the room. All right. So the meeting was called to order. We did the Pledge of Allegiance, and for roll call, there's three of us here, Matthew, myself, and Chris L., and Patrick and Justine are excused.
Yes.
And then our planning representative is?
Jennifer Wesley.
Hi, Jennifer. You can sit at the table over there if that's comfortable for you, but you're fine where you are. Okay, now we're going to go to the public comment section. So this is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on the agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board about items within its jurisdiction but not appearing on this agenda, you will be limited to 3 minutes on the comments by the general public at the end of this agenda. Please step up to the speaker's podium, center of the room, and clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of the presentation, this will be done by the chair or by the majority vote. All right, let's go to item three, which is the approval of the minutes for June 30, 2026.
I would like to make a motion to edit item 3, UC-26-0303, Physical Noise LLC Use Permit, and include the additional conditions as declared in the meeting, adding conditions from the justification letter on operational oversight and management standards through guest control, site policies, and parking and transportation management, and adding the additional condition of a one-year public hearing review on the project.
Okay, that's the motion. Do you want to make, you did make a motion. All right, motion is to approve the agenda with the added edits that Chris L. is suggesting. Okay, if there's no further questions, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, motion carries, 3-0. All right, for the agenda this evening, we have three items. I don't have any recommendations. We can take each item separately. Our practice has been in the past to combine items, but they all seem to be standalone items. So I would entertain a motion to approve the agenda as presented before us.
I move for approval.
Okay, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 All right, motion carries. Informational items, Mr. Shannon.
Yeah, just want to let everybody know that we have applications to serve on the Family Citizens Advisory Committee, similar to the Town Advisory Board, but it's specific to family services. There's no compensation other than our appreciation. And the terms are for 3 years. So if you're interested, you can see me after the meeting. You can go online, but applications would be taken until June 30th or July 30th, yeah. So it's a volunteer board similar to the town advisory board, but specific to family services. So like I said, if you're interested, I have an office here. If there's a reason, you can stop by.
All right, thank you, Mr. Shannon.
Yep.
Okay, let's move into section 6 of our meeting, which is planning and zoning. Is there an applicant or presenter for item 1, which is the SDR 260312L? It's the signs. I'm sorry?
0312?
Yeah, 0312. So are you presenting?
Yes.
All right, so why don't you step up to the mic while I read this into the record? SDR 26-0312 LVWS Cimarron LLC sign design review for the following: increase the area of project entrance signs and increase the height of the project entrance signs in conjunction with an existing multifamily residential development on 13.68 acres in an RM32 residential multifamily 32 zone, generally located south of Warm Springs Road and east of Cimarron Road within Spring Valley.
So, yeah, we're trying to...
Can you state your name and address for the record?
Yeah, Janelle Kiscarosa, and that's C-A-R-R-O-C-A. And do you want the project address or my business address?
Business address is fine.
3401 West Sirius Avenue, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89102.
Cool. Thank you.
So I was mentioning, we're trying to get approval for an entrance sign. The sign code changed dramatically not too long ago. So before we were be allowed to have this type of signs, but now we're no longer able to. The main reason of the thing is the entrance of the coal complex is just these three signs. So you have a whole block of houses and apartments, which looks like this, all this area, and the only two signs you have is this. So even though it's a little larger than it would normally be approved, it goes along well with the size of the project. There has been numerous signs allowed to be that size on the past code, which was in place nearly a year ago. So we were hoping to be landing on that. Especially because mainly the biggest jump on square footage is due to these lights right here, which are light, it's no part of the sign, it's no part of the name, if you would say. We used to call it a lighting elements, which just embrace the look of the entrance itself, but it's no part of the name, the complex even. So the sign itself, which is my fault, is only 70.2 square feet. So, yeah. I don't know if you guys have any questions or...
Okay, so you're done for now?
Mm-hmm.
Are you through with the presentation for now? Okay.
Oh, okay. So it seems like whenever we started on this, it was through a different company. It was almost in 2023. When the whole complex took place to start. So obviously back then the code that was now no longer active was in place. So they had that visual in mind since they started, so, yeah.
All right, so excuse me for a moment. So for the record, mm-hmm. could the lady that's standing to your left identify herself? So, is your presentation
yes.
Pausing up for the moment? Okay. So now I'll open up the public hearing, and if there's anybody in the audience that would like to comment or ask questions regarding the project that was presented, please do so. And I don't see anybody, so I'll close the public hearing portion, bring it to the board, and do any board members have any questions? Matthew?
I do. So the sign will be facing northbound, correct?
So there's three signs.
Okay.
So this facing War Street, all of them, and one is in the corners.
Can you, is there a way you can get it close so I can see, enlarge it better? Can the camera get?
Is this the camera?
Yeah, is there a way we can lower it so I can see, get a larger view?
It's my first time on this.
That's okay.
That's all right.
Just, it's hard to see the whole.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a little better.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So it's two of them facing Warren Springs and one is facing Samara.
Yeah.
And the red line in there is actually the scale of the sign. Everything is the scale.
Okay. So are there residential neighborhoods across the street? Will the light be shining in people's houses?
None of them are that.
Okay.
Yeah, what's across the street is
business park.
Okay, don't judge. It's the bar.
Yeah, that's there. And a hospital on the other side
yes.
of the street.
Yes, the Rose is
across Zimmer.
Is across the way. Yeah. Any other?
Nope, I'm good.
And this builder has...
All right. Are you done?
Yeah, I'm done.
Yeah, so, yeah. So the question was answered?
Okay.
Did you have any questions?
Will the signs be from the ground? Like are they going to be propped up or are they just going to be ground level?
There are the setback on the... the wall itself. So this block is the fence that divides the property or enclose the property. It's a block wall, so it's gonna be attached to it. It's not like a freestanding or something that can fall if somebody's going to get it out.
Okay, are you done? All right, so have you read the report from staff?
Yes.
Okay. So what would you say other than the regulations changed to respond to staff's comments?
Well, it's like my personal opinion, it doesn't really matter.
Well, just remember, this is you can share anything you want, but this is a public comment period,
yeah.
So go ahead.
So 42 square feet of an entrance sign is just 3 feet, like this much. For a complex like that size, that doesn't really make a lot of sense. I don't think there is any of those in town that would stay with that size unless they have like two buildings, which is not the case of this one. It's massive.
Okay.
So I think it really goes with the size of the property.
Okay. All right.
And the surroundings too. There is all
right.
the building classes
all right.
that size.
So I'll just say in the past, this board has always championed smaller signs. We don't want to become a street with big signs. The way, and one presenter the other day said, you know, it's just similar to the strip. We're not the strip. So just be aware that that was the past. There's a new board now, so we don't know where that might go. All right, so any other final comments that you might want to make in terms of responding to the staff is saying that it's somewhat out of character with other similar residential events within the area. So they hold a different viewpoint.
Well, so I have a few here that are approved within the area.
Just bear in mind, we're talking about the now, not the last year, the 2 years before.
Yeah, but say
so precedent may not necessarily be the decisive factor here.
Yeah, no, what I'm saying is if they say it doesn't go with the surroundings, then this wouldn't make sense. And this is approved, and it's 10 times bigger than mine. And I do agree, I don't like residential communities to look like they're on the strip and have legality boards. I actually don't think that's, it is not easy to sleep next to those. So that's why our sign, if you see, a lot of the square footage is on those walls, which really makes our sign very large on the square footage, is because we have to measure from this type all here, all the way to the bottom. So all of this empty area right here is counted as a square footage of my sign. because they count from here to here, all the way up to here, even though my sign is only in this center right here. So, just some.
Okay, thank you.
And they consider those other items elements, not the sign, but they are counting it as the sign. So, elements has been and beautiful monuments that this builder has produced throughout the years in Clark County and Henderson has had the opportunity to do, you know, beautiful signs like this, which enhances the area and the value of the surrounding. You know, it's not something that people can't find. It's not that big. It's just as big as the wall, but, you know, it is the name of the community. And they do, I think they add value to the area. It's not the strip. It's not as big as the strip. It's just their entrance appearance, their gateway to that community.
Okay. Complete? All right. Bring it to the board. I'd entertain a motion. Go ahead, Matt.
My motion is to denial. It's for denial.
Okay. Motion is denied. There's no further questions. All those opposed, or excuse me, all those in support of the motion to deny, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Did you say, did you vote
one? I voted aye.
Oh, okay. So the motion is 3-0 to deny.
Can I have permission to make a comment?
Sure.
I don't know if I was supposed to include something. I mean, as a board member, I'd be open if you guys make a new plan to have a different size speaker too, obviously. Since I voted for deny, I didn't include a condition to modify it. I just voted for deny, but obviously we'd be open to for you guys to bring in another plan with a different size, so.
Is there a specific part of this?
Okay, let's hold off on that. You can't discuss any further. But just know that we are advisory. So you have the next shot at either the planning commission is the next stop, and their vote weighs more than ours. Okay. All right. Thank you for coming by. All right. Let's go on to item two. So is there a presenter for WC-26-400059? All right, let me read this into the record while you make your way across. So it's WC-26-400059, UC-23-0529, Mojave Springs Realty LLC, waiver of conditions for the use permits of the following: traffic study update and compliance, coordinate with Public Works the installation of school zone pedestrian flashers on Desert End Road in conjunction with a school and daycare on 0.64 acres in a CP commercial professional zone, generally located on north of Desert End Road and east of Torrey Pines Drive within Spring Valley. Okay, all yours.
Good evening, my name is Liliana Aguirre, A-G-U-I-R-R-E. I am the founder of Blessed Day Academy, located at 6440 West Desert End. So we are respectfully requesting approval of the WC-26-400059 through a phase compliance. So we are not asking Clark County to disregard student pedestrian or traffic safety. We are not asking to eliminate the county's ability to enforce the school-related conditions. Our request is to allow this to separate licensed daycare operations to begin while the traffic study and school zone flasher requirements remain in place for the future school operation. The daycare has completed its applicable licensing and life safety requirements. It will operate with limited enrollment, structured arrival and dismissal procedures, on-site circulation, staff-controlled release, and no street side drop-off or unsupervised crossing of Desert End Road. We understand staff's concern that the county must retain the ability to enforce the conditions when school use begins. We are therefore willing to accept the condition stating that the school may not open until the traffic study and flasher requirements are satisfied, modified, or otherwise approved by Public Works. So Blessed Day Academy serves children and families, including children with developmental, behavioral, and learning disabilities. Delaying a fully licensed daycare for infrastructure process outside of our immediate control creates significant hardship for the organization and the families waiting for services. So we respectfully request a recommendation of approval with phased conditions that protect public safety, preserve county enforcement authority, and allow the licensed daycare operations to proceed. I do have here, you can see this is the childcare licensing already. It was previously licensed and in operations 5 years prior, and it was licensed at 53 individuals. My license here holds at 48 individuals. I also have here, through the Nevada Department of Education, my license for kindergarten through 12th grade is waiting to be signed by the superintendent. As of July 1st, 2026, we are a licensed school. We're not asking for us to start operations because we do understand the safety component. I have here the notice of completion for emergency operation plan through the school. So the school district has seen right now our site, the floor classrooms that are on site. I use this as an example to show not only do we have to have an emergency operation as it stands right now, but we also have to show a valid emergency plan for daycare as well. And this is an 8-page emergency operation plan that shows the safety of the children in operation if the county does allow it. I've also already had the fire marshal as of right now. They have given us our certificate of the inspection for the childcare. And I've also have the health permit for childcare as well. So we have taken all safety measures. We are not requesting for us to dismiss the conditions of the school. We are just requesting to be able to separate, to start operations so that we can work with Public Works to get those flashers and crosswalks. Do you have any questions, comments?
All right.
This is what our drop-off and pickup will look like. It is on Desert Inn. We do have an app, it's Brightwell, where parents will notify us when they are on their way. It does have a time limit on there as to how far they are. So that will be able to, they can enter Desert Inn. We will have our staff have the individuals ready and then to be able to support safety, and then they will be able to make their way out so they won't be able to stop traffic or we've taken all of those safety measures. I also have the plans for it as well to give you a better idea of what the site looks like. There is a, I don't know what you want to call it, but that's where the cars can enter and go out. And right now we have 13 parking spaces for staff, which will accommodate staff. Our staff ratio is 3-1, which means that we are only hosting 12 individuals in each four classrooms. So it's, again, limits the amount of traffic coming in and out.
So are you done for the moment?
Yes.
All right. Move it out to the public for comment. Is anybody here that would like to address any? Don't stand just yet. I just want to get a feel for it. Is anybody here that would like to address the presentation? Okay, just one? All right. Sir, just state your name and, you know, spell your last name and just speak to the presentation and direct any questions through us.
Okay.
And then we'll, when the public hearing's over, we'll ask the questions of the presenter to make sure your questions have been answered, okay?
My name is Kevin Pinto, P-I-N-T-O, from 6666 Vigo Road, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89146. I have some concerns about the facility. First, what was the maximum number of students that they were gonna have?
Well, we'll answer that. I know the number.
Second is, recent roadworks came up, said they were gonna divide Desert Inn using a barrier, so they wouldn't be able to make left turns off of eastbound Desert Inn into this property. Everything would be making right turns going westbound. So the question would be, what would they be needing flashers for if they're not gonna have curbside drop-off? If everything is gonna be dropped off on property, and right now they only have 12 students, wouldn't everybody be able to fit onto the property for drop-off?
Anything else?
No other questions.
All right. Let me summarize to see, make sure I got what your questions are. So number one is the number of students.
Yeah.
Number two is there's going to be a barrier, so there's no left turn ability into the property.
From what I saw of the roadworks.
All right.
Projects.
So we'll get that concern. And then the other is, why flashers? All right. Anything else?
Other than the fact that it's a very busy road, and adding a flasher system for a small school might increase traffic congestion on that road at 2 to 3 times a day.
All right. Thank you, sir. Any other comments? All right. So before I close it, let me direct the questions to the presenter. So the number of students, I think, was 48. Is that correct?
Correct.
I listened. And then so let me go backwards, and we'll address the Desert Inn Road first. But so what is the purpose of the flashers? What was the function of the flashers? Why are the flashers being required?
So this was a condition from the prior operations.
Okay.
So we are just following through on our due diligence. We were informed by the county that I am unable to open the school because the conditions were not met. This was brought to my attention when I started to seek out a business license and was denied.
Okay.
We do have record from the prior authorizations who served as the same function as a childcare and a school with more students than what we have now. And they got a business license. They got approval for everything.
Okay. So when you acquired the rights to use a property, it seems like the conditions followed it.
Correct.
All right. Or the entitlements. Is
correct.
That the proper term?
It,
staff? Is that the, did I use a proper term? But the requirement followed her. Followed the property. About the flashers.
The requirement for the flashers was a condition of approval on their entitlements to
right.
operate a school
okay.
in that zone.
All right. So did you understand that, sir? Basically, the condition of the flashers were with a prior property owner. And so when this presenter purchased the property or the rights to the property, the entitlements followed her. So it may or may not, to your point, make sense for the use now, but it followed her, so it became a requirement.
For the future school?
Yeah, it's tied to the property.
Tied to the property?
Not the use. Is that a proper way of presenting that?
It's tied to the use permit. So
okay, so it's tied to her. Okay, I misspoke. I apologize.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I understand.
I don't think I succeeded. Did I?
I'm just trying to understand that it's not yet a school, and they're trying to establish flashers.
Right. So it's a requirement that she has to meet.
So were they planning to expand the school later, or is it as is fully?
It's as is. As presented, the flashers go with the plan that she's operating.
Okay. Okay.
It may not make sense to you, but that's what that is.
Okay.
Okay. All right. If there's no further public hearing comments, I'm going to close it, bring it to the board. Are there any questions from the board members? Let's go Griselle first.
I have a question for planning. So it sounds like there was a school or daycare on the property before. So how were they able to legally operate without meeting the condition of flashers of the traffic study?
I don't know if I read that in the report. Are you seeing where it says that?
No, it doesn't mention, it doesn't mention it in the report, but it sounds like what she's saying is that she, there was a school operating on that property before.
It's kind of a loaded question. I would have to check if they had business licenses, how the previous approval came into effect.
I can answer it, if let me. Is that okay?
Yeah, is that okay?
Yes.
So, when it was prior a school, and so what happened is they continued to request an extension for those conditions. So when I got rights to the property, their 2 year was up. And so I requested an extension for another 2 years since I just acquired the property in November of last year. And so when those conditions came up, that's when this whole process started. So those conditions were never met.
Okay, so they just, it sounds like they just kept getting extensions of time.
Correct.
And you've probably driven by the school numerous times on Desert Inn. Mojave
right.
Springs has been there, actually was there. It started when Commissioner Brager was in office over 6 years ago.
Okay. So.
Any more questions, Griselle?
I think just a comment.
Sure.
I am kind of inclined to agree with the staff recommendation, only because it is a seven-lane street, and I've seen how cars drive on that
mm-hmm.
street. And even though there are, I know that you have emergency standards in place, kids are going to be kids, and kids are going to run. But I also do actually have another question about the site plan that you showed. Could you go back to the site plan? Yes. So are you having people enter from, is this mirrored? Because if
so, looking it's with the flow of traffic, when I get the traffic study update, I am open to those recommendations on which way the entrance exit should be. I am waiting for the traffic study on that to be able to justify and validate the entrance pickup and drop off.
Okay, because it looks backwards to
yes.
me.
Yes. Yeah.
So I was going to say that does not make sense.
No, I am not a professional on traffic safety. I just use this as an example because previous operations, this is their way of how they operated. And so just for consistency purposes, I use that as an example.
Okay.
Yeah, if you have any more, please ask. Matt?
So obviously there's a medium in between. So people are going to, if people are driving eastbound on Desert Inn, they're going to have to U-turn on Torrey Pines then to get into the facility, the way I'm understanding?
So I was not aware that a medium was going to be.
Am I using the wrong term, what that is? Because what he mentioned, though.
Yeah, there was a public roads work project that we got informed of that they were going to build a median down the center of Desert Inn, all the way to Jones, with different intersections open.
Okay.
One of the intersections
right.
was not anywhere near
all
the
right.
property.
So let me just make a comment. Number one, the inputs. Gratefully shared, but the public comment period is closed. So technically, you're out of order. But information's acceptable. I appreciate that.
So the medium's currently not on that street.
No.
So that could be, which yeah. obviously that's not our position to make that condition. I'm assuming it's medium, right?
We can make any condition we want, but it's a matter of whether it's going to get accepted by the
That's a separate issue in the meeting. It's not with the applicant.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anything else?
Yeah, if I may, where...
Okay, ma'am.
Oh, sorry.
Are your
I'm
items...
Done, yeah.
All right, is there anything that you wanted to add to what he already learned?
Yes, so we haven't gotten notice on that, but again, we are more than willing to accept any of the conditions because we understand the safety component, and I am aware, even when I got rights to the property, that Desertin is a main street. However, I do also want to let the board know that as of right now, I'm already at full capacity and I do have a waiting list. I do share that because the amount of influx of individuals with disabilities and individuals seeking the type of support that we, the model that the school has for mental and behavioral health in an educational setting. So like I said, we are not taking safety lightly. We just want to make sure that we're following not only the compliance of the safety, but the compliance for licensing as well.
All right. All right. So I have a couple of questions. So number one, you just talked about that. So what is the urgency to operate without completing the traffic study?
Because there are families waiting who need clinical services in the mental and behavioral health field as well, because this is a specialized daycare for children on the autism spectrum disorder and disabilities. And so they, families are having a very difficult time educating not only their loved ones at home, but there's a long waiting list. My background is in clinical services. I am also in my final year for a doctorate of healthcare and administration, so I am well aware of policy and procedures. And so the urgency is, since November of last year, I have been in communication with families, lives that have been on hold because there is not a daycare specialized for this population, and there are families who are struggling. We want to be able in the future, now that we're aware of the conditions, to open up the school. But right now, because our doors are waiting for families who are really seeking that support.
Okay. All right.
And
so
financial burden.
All right. So I appreciate that. Because my sense, based on the very recent discussion that we had, highlighted the need for a traffic study. The fact that you weren't aware that a median was going to go in, and we don't know that, so that's something the study will point out. The fact that your ingress and egress is counterintuitive and it may cause traffic backup unnecessarily is an issue. And while I understand you're committed to the safety of the children, it's counterintuitive without a traffic study, in my opinion. And I stress opinion, sorry, it's not fact or anything. And with the recent news stories about traffic issues and record number of kids being hit, that's another thing that comes to mind. So while I understand your commitment to safety, the traffic study is a safety component, in my opinion. So with that, I'm open for a motion. You want me to give it a shot?
Yeah, you might as well.
All right, I move to deny. All right, I move to deny. If there's open to an amendment or condition otherwise, that's the motion on the floor. All right, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right, motion carries. Thank you. All right. All right, let's move on to item three. Is there a presenter for item three? The use permit for UC-26-0345- and I'm not going to pronounce the name, I'm going to spell it. HOVHANNISYAN. Asya?
Yes.
Oh, okay. All right, let me read this into the record. It's a use permit to allow daycare waivers of development standards for the following. One, modify residential agency standards or adjacency standards. Eliminate and reduce buffering and screening. Parking area design access. Eliminate bicycle parking, reduce parking. Alternative driveway geometrics for proposed daycare in conjunction with an existing single-family residence on 0.13 acres in an RS3-3 residential single-family 3.3 zone. And let me read the header. I neglected that. It's UC-26-0345. Oh, I did say that, but let me repeat it anyway. HOVHANNISYAN. Could you pronounce your last name?
Hovanisya.
Yeah. All right,
so
thank you.
HOVHANNISYAN. I'm going to never prepare. I basically passed all the child care licensing process, and I got my child care location 507-600 River Circle. Last week is about 89148. I got all approval for fire, health, and my initial licensing process. I need the support for a use permit. It's home-based childcare for 7 to 12 kids. I just want to show my floor plan. This is new for me. My background is civil engineering. I have one caregiver and one volunteer, which is my mom. Had 4 years principal at school background. She's helping me. And I have 4 kids already, and I feel like this is something giving me happiness. This is something I want to do. And I got this house, and the floor plan is really beautiful. I think I can do 12 kids. My main thing to support the kids have healthy and safe environment for the people who came from another country. I'm from Armenia, and a lot of people often have a place where the kids can basically be in this country, but at the same time keep our language. That way, like in my child care, we can provide talking Armenian and learning kids basically keep the culture and learn here till we're ready for school. And I just can't show my site plan. This is the my street, my the house. And for me, this street is very safe for drop and pick up for kids. I can show my neighbor's consent form. They all happy. We have childcare around. They're supporting me. And that's all I can say.
Okay. All right. I'm going to open to the public. Is there anybody who would like to address these items? If you could raise your hands. So there's two. Are you opposed or a for?
Opposed.
All right. So if you want, just come on up and line up. And so if you're going to go second, just listen to what she has to say. If she said what you had on her mind, if you wouldn't mind just deferring to that. And the same thing, just talk to us. We'll take the notes and the comments, and then we'll address that.
Hi, good evening. My name is Clarissa Smith, SMITH. I am a 16-year resident of the neighborhood affected by application number UC-260345. I respectfully request denial of this application and its associated waiver requests. This proposal seeks approval for a daycare on a 0.13-acre residential property and requires numerous exceptions to established development standards, including reduced parking, elimination of buffering and screening, modifications to residential adjacency standards and alternative driveway and access requirements. My neighborhood is comprised of residential townhomes, and parking is already extremely limited. Daycare operations typically generate concentrated traffic during morning drop-off and afternoon pickup periods. Approving a daycare while reducing parking requirements will likely increase parking congestion and create conflicts for residents. In addition, our neighborhood has only one point of entry and egress. Additional traffic from parents and staff will place further strain on an already constrained access point and may create safety concerns for residents, pedestrians, and emergency vehicles. I am also concerned about the removal of buffering and screening requirements. These standards exist to protect neighboring residential properties from noise, visual impacts, and other operational effects. Eliminating them would reduce protections for nearby homeowners. The number of waivers requested suggests that this site is simply not appropriate for the proposed use. If the property cannot accommodate the daycare while meeting established development standards, that is evidence that the use is not compatible with the location. My opposition is not to daycare services, rather it is to placing this use on an undersized residential parcel in a neighborhood that lacks adequate parking, has only one access point, and contains homes in very close proximity to the proposed operations. For these reasons, I respectfully request denial of application number UC-26-3045. Thank you for this consideration. And this actually was the first time I've ever heard about this daycare being permanent. Like, I've never heard of this, so I don't know who has approved this already.
It's not approved.
Okay, thank you.
So just this is part of the beginning of a process. All right, so depending on what happens here, it'll go on to either the Planning Commission or the Board of Commissioners. Ma'am.
Hi, my name is Shannon Chandler. I am actually the owner of 5068 Thunder River Circle, the townhome that is directly attached to this unit that is requesting the daycare. I, as a neighbor, was never made aware of it, was never asked if it was something that would be considered. And I share a common wall with that property, meaning my wall is directly attached to the entrance, the living room, the bedroom of that property where a proposed daycare is, being considered. Which already, when you have a common wall, I'm sure anybody understands, there's a lot of noise. And currently I have runners in the property, but when I did live there, there were times when I could hear my neighbors playing the radio too loud. You could hear the door slam when you came into the kitchen and didn't have to, take care there was times when I had to ask the neighbors to not be as noisy, or they would ask me. And again, that was a thing you did out of consideration and unknowingly. So imagine having a daycare with a wall directly attached to your unit, not to mention the backyard. So that's one issue, is the noise. The other thing is the parking, limited parking, and parking lot. There is only one entry point, and then you have to go to one side or the other, and then you are forced to turn around in that street. The turnaround point is right in front of that property, and so you have delivery trucks, Amazon trucks, anybody who's looking for parking or anybody exiting the actual street has to turn around there, which creates a safety issue for children as well, not to mention a parking nightmare for anybody who lives there or is trying to park their own vehicle when people are dropping off and bringing kids in and out. Another safety is the backyards. So the backyards, there is raised landscape platforms in the backyard that would easily allow a child to climb up there. And the common wall between our two properties is not very high. If they climb up those platforms, they could easily fall over into my yard, into the deep end of a pool. So I don't think that's been considered at all. If they climbed up those landscape platforms to the back side of the yard, it has drop elevation to the house behind, where their roof is at the level of our backyard. So if a child fell down there, they would hit the concrete, and imagine a child falling the height from a roof to concrete. So I don't think any of that's been considered. So there's quite a few safety considerations that I don't think have been taken into consideration. That for a daycare to operate, I think that really need to be looked at, much less the parking, the safety, the deep depreciation in property, because I think in all of our neighbors, it's going to affect our ability to resell our homes if there's a daycare, or even rent our homes, and I don't think that's been considered, and I don't think any of our neighbors have been consulted about it, none that I know of. And I'm the one directly attached to the property.
Thank you very much.
Ma'am, I need you to sign in. You have to sign in the financial sheet since you spoke on the record. Thank you.
Yes, of course.
All right. Okay, so before I close the public hearing, I'm going to ask the presenter to respond. So have you received the staff report on this application?
No, I just going to go over all the documentation.
Okay.
I'll give
okay. Here's all right. So what I'll say is if you read the staff report and some of the reasons for the denial is reflective of what the first speaker spoke about. So it's in that report. The second thing is the new comments or the new comments from this other lady that spoke. I'm just curious what your response about the report. Granted, you didn't read the report. So response to the comments that were made by your neighbors.
Different about the parking, and that's why I submit. I know I'm not gonna call. I have a problem with the parking and all this. But about the meter and nothing, so I never know. Like we don't know, because always I tell the people living there, and they basically sign my application.
Yeah, just address us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I talk with all the people right next to me, like the house right in front of me, and the attached, like my townhouse attached wall. I talk with them before they submit my special permit. I ask them, they know, they tell me they're totally fine, and they say they're happy. I'm operating child care. I know a lot of problems with my parking. That's why I'm asking I'm allowed to continue for 12 or not. But for my neighbors, I don't know, I never heard any negative, or they directly say they don't want even the people living right next to me, attached wall.
Okay.
That's all.
So if you were to read the report, you would be aware that 12 children exceeds the allowed 6. So were you aware of that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, so I'm going to close the public hearing if we address your concerns. Bring it back to the board. Do you have any questions of any of the board members?
I do.
Matt, go ahead.
Okay. So I'm correct or wrong, these are townhomes. This is a common interest community. Is there an HOA in this? You don't have an HOA? Okay, so answer my question with that. That was my only question.
Oh, okay.
So,
any other questions?
This is just for clarification for everybody here. So currently you do have four kids, correct? And I know that for a home-based daycare, you are allowed up to 6 kids without permit. And then after that, are you aware that more than 6 kids means that this becomes a commercial daycare rather than a home?
This is something I always like talk with whoever helping me go through this process, because again, this is something new I'm doing myself, and it's hard for me to complete that all the documentation and learn myself. This is what I know so far, like for here in Nevada, you can have 4 kids without license, but you need to have a license when you have 6 kids to go 7 to 12, you can operate house-based child care, but you need to have special permit, which is allowed and got approved for parking for from neighbors. This is I got the explanation, and this is what I know, and the documentation supports all of that.
So, now that you know that, or you expressed that you know that, was there any attempt to mitigate any of the concerns In other words, reduce the concerns.
Sorry, I'm going to part of the general society.
Okay. So knowing that you were not compliant with the 12 kids, and knowing that you know, Public Works, well, you didn't read the report, but Public Works does have an issue with traffic throughout the community. So being aware of that, was there any attempt or conversation that you had with staff about addressing those concerns and reducing the risks, if you will?
The only way I can answer that question, working with the childcare licensing staff, they saw my property, they saw the parking, they saw the, I know and I don't know, like the risk of, because for me, this location, this house, the floor plan and around, it's safe for kids. And having four kids right now, the parents dropping and picking up different times. Myself, I'm not seeing any problem because never ever they come in the same time. My approach is 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. But again, this is not my right to say yes or no, or I'm risking some places. That's why I'm asking your help to understand. For me, working with the fire, like the inspection, and then health, and then whoever initially the staff came, go through with me, we consider like, oh, this is can wrong, or this is can save it, or cannot be safe with the child. I just go through with them, whatever they tell me, I got the agree, I change it. The only thing I can answer is the this for me, yes, it's safe for kids, how the street is, no complaints, no parking, drop off and pick up problem for me. Like I say again, it's different times, but I can say more than that.
Okay.
I can see the any risk for my side.
Okay.
And the state would do all the child care aspects
right.
Of the state.
Yeah.
The county is only
the youth.
Zoning aspect.
Right.
Anything that she can't mitigate anything
right.
Because they're all pre-existing conditions in the
right.
Neighborhood. She's not going to be able to
okay.
Mitigate any of those things.
All right. So having said that, here's my thought. We've had previous applications similar to yours where, you know, first and foremost, you should be commended for your desire to take care of kids. But given the circumstances of which where you are, it's not conducive to the use of the community. We've had similar applicants in the same way, so that's what I'll say.
Thank you.
Any other questions or comments from any of the board members? Is there a motion?
I move for denial.
Okay. Motion is to deny. Is there any? If there's no further comments, all those in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye.
All right. So the motion is to deny. You might want to speak with Mr. Shannon about next steps going to the Planning Commission.
Thank you.
Thank you. Oh, Board of County Commissioners. Okay. And I would suggest that, you know, this is just stop one. You were wondering why everything's got approved. So this is just the first step. The town board gives an advice. We're advisory. So the next step will be at the Board of County Commissioners. So I would suggest that you, well, talk to your county commissioner. Talk to your county commissioner and do whatever you need to participate. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Let's until after we finish the meeting. All right. So moving on to the next item, which is, I think it's the public hearing, yeah?
General business.
General business? All right, general business. Mr. Shannon, is there any general business?
Good evening, Mr. Chair.
All right. All right, public comment. This is the part where you can comment on items that have not been on the agenda. And if you would like to address the board on any item that have not been discussed tonight. I don't see anybody moving.
I'm not sure if this is. Okay. My name is Kevin Hoffman. I'm Kevin Pinto, 6666 Vigo Road, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89146. Do you have jurisdiction over the intersection of Torrey Pines and Desert Inn?
You couldn't make a comment, but they can't get, so if you want to make a comment, you can.
I'm looking at the request of a left turn traffic signal from Torrey Pines onto Desert Inn. Where there's a roadworks project that's going to shut down left turn access to our north neighbor, the north entrance of our neighborhood. And the traffic for us would be increased coming out of the east entrance onto Torrey Pines. And it would make it more difficult if we dealt with the lack of a traffic signal for Torrey Pines onto Desert Inn.
Yeah, so we can note it. We can't come.
Left turn from Torrey Pines onto Desert Inn.
We're requesting a traffic signal for Torrey Pines onto Desert Inn.
A signal, okay.
Is that northbound or southbound?
What is it, north and southbound?
Okay.
All right.
Any other comments? All right, I'll close the general comment period. Our next meeting is July 28th, and I move to adjourn the meeting.
7:01.
Okay.